You know, today is just one day short of the 365 days last year when the baton was passed to Pastor Aaron. And I want you to know, I have observed him and watched him. Pastor Aaron is doing a great job. In fact, I would say he is doing a better job than me. Okay? And can I tell the church, 32 years I've been a pastor, I can say out of this hand, very few people ever come and say, "Pastor, thank you for doing a good job." I'm telling you. But I hope that from today onward, when you have chance to say thank you to your new pastor, Aaron, tell him that. Tell him that he's doing a good job. If he's not doing a good job, tell him also. Because it's important, because they need affirmation. Okay? And this is good for the church. So this morning, what I'm going to speak on, Jesus say in John chapter 10, verse 10, he said that there is a thief, and the purpose of the thief is to come to what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. To do that, to steal, to kill, and to destroy you, your family, your home, and everything you love, you stand for, and you value. That's what the thief does. But Jesus also said that he came for one purpose. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest. To what? To destroy. To destroy the work of Satan. Jesus came to destroy the thief, the killer and the destroyer, so that you can be restored. Not only restore, that God can give you and empower you to have life and have it in abundance, to be full, to overflow, and to what? I like this one. To enjoy life. How many of you want to enjoy life? Come on, put up your hand. There's nothing wrong to enjoy life. God wants you to enjoy life. But only thing, when you enjoy life, don't forget the Lord. I want you to know that what the thief has stolen from you and what you have lost because of the thief, only in Christ and Christ alone, you have the authority and the power to take it back. Say amen. To reprocess what is yours. God is a restorer of all things and everything we lost. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3, God, your God, will restore everything you lost. Say amen. Amen. Everything you lost. He has compassion on you. Why? Because he has compassion on you. Because God is always what? Faithful to what he promised. But this morning, I want to talk about another aspect of loss. Another aspect of loss that we all experience. And it's not loss because of the thief. Not every time we lose because of the thief. Or because of others. This time, the reason we lost is because of our personal choice, our own doing, and ourselves. I have there, how many candles? 3 candles. If this candle is to represent one's life, I know you will light the longer candle. But when you are at the small candle, that is where I am. You will understand the pain of loss. And every one of us here, sitting here, have experienced loss. But the good news that I have for you, that our God is able to restore the lost years. This is the good news I have for you, and this is my message, restoring the lost years, taken from Joel chapter 2, verse 21 and verse 27. Let me read to you. Don't be afraid, my people. Be glad now and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Don't be afraid, you animals of the field, for the wilderness pasture will soon be green. The trees will again be filled with fruits. Fig trees and grapevines will be loaded down once more. Rejoice, you people of Jerusalem. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For the rain he sent demonstrates his faithfulness. Once more, the autumn rain will come, as well as the rain for spring. The threshing floor will again be piled high with grain, and the presses will overflow with new wine and olive oil. The Lord say, this is what the Lord say, he is the restorer of everything. The Lord say, I will give you back. I will restore what you lost to the sobbing locusts, the hopping locusts, the stripping locusts, and the cutting locusts. It was I who sent those great destroying army against you. Once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God who does this miracle for you. Never again will my people be disgraced. Then you will know that I am among my people, and I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be disgraced. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for your words this morning. Speak to every individual heart, Lord, that we will know that our sense of loss has been restored by you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Is it possible for God to restore lost years? I'm sure that sitting among us, every one of us has experienced some lost years. Like I say, the older you are, the more lost years you accumulate. I want you to know that in God, it is possible. God is able to restore the lost years, not the way you expect, not the way you think, because he said in Isaiah, I don't think the way you think. The way you work is not the way I work. Most of us, there are periods in our life where we are far from being productive, from being fruitful, when there is far having true happiness in our heart, or impacting the kingdom of God and his cause. And all those experiences are what? Are lost years. In those lost years, we are not going anywhere. We are achieving nothing. We are like on neutral gear. One step forward. And if it's one step backward, it's okay. The trouble is one step forward, but two steps backward. We are going backward. Going round and round, not making any progress in our life. Individual can experience lost years. Sitting among us, I'm sure you will say yes. Couples can experience lost years when they cannot work out the challenge or two fresh becomes one. I tell you, when couples spend their time and energy in conflict, they could have spent their time doing something more constructive. Couples can experience lost years. Family can experience lost years when they fear to invest in relationship. Children, I'm telling you, you see them as a baby. Then you see them here, 10 years and below. Very soon, they go to school, they go to the uni, they found somebody, and they leave the nest. If you don't invest in them, they are going to be lost years. I say that God can restore lost years. It may not be the way you think or you want. I never bring my children to schools. I never attend any of the assembly. Not because I was a bad father. I was brought the same way. My dad thinks and believes to put bacon on the table is the father's first responsibility. You can have love, but you don't have to show it. But be responsible. I was brought that way. So in the same way, I give to my children. I lost those years. Can God restore those years? Yes, He can, but not the way I think. Now, when I have every opportunity to bring my granddaughter to school or pick her up from school, I say yes. Any opportunity to attend her school assembly, I say yes. Any time when she has a race, I try to be there. God can say amen. God can. Churches can have lost year. Instead of obeying the great commandment and the great commission, they are caught up with disunity. Nation can have lost years. This passage that we read was for the nation of Israel, 70 years under captivities in Babylon. Lost years. Lost years are self-made teeth, self-imposed teeth, and self-infected teeth that steals what God calls you to be and to do. These teeth make you live beyond the intent and the purpose of God. And each one of us has lost years. But my good news to you this morning is that God can restore lost years. In the time of Prophet Joel, he cried against the lost years in the life of a nation, Israel. He called them the years that the locusts have eaten. Locusts have swarmed the land, leaving the land, you know, bare. Nothing green, nothing was untouched by the locusts. In fact, he said, they not only swarm, they hop, they crawl, they consume, and they chew. And it all comes into the nation of Israel so that they lost what God has first intended for them to be, a people that will display the glory and the goodness of God. Lost years has compounded interest. But the good news is God restored lost years. Prophet Joel was called the prophet of consolation, the prophet of comfort, and the prophet of hope. God restore lost years. Say amen. My first question to you, what caused lost years? As I look back at my own life, and I talk to those who are about my age with their life experiences, there are four choices in life that causes lost years. And these four choices can also happen to anyone. The first choice, lost years because of self-centeredness. We all know the parable of the prodigal son on Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to verse 32. His life revealed the cause of lost years. Who was lost? Who caused the lost years? What caused him to have lost years? It was not the servant. It was not the father. It was not the brother. It was who? Himself. He make the choice to go to a far country. His own personal choice and his own doing. He chose to live that self-centeredness, self-centered life that caused him to lose his lost ears. Many of us, when we read this parable, we could tell ourselves, I am not like this prodigal son because he left for a far country. I have not left for a far country. What is a far country? A far country is any place that is what? One step away from the Father. The Father was at home. The Father never left the home. Only the Son stepped out of the house for the far country. What is the far country? The far country is when you have an attitude of mistrust in the Father's will, in the Father's plan, in the Father's purpose for your life. What is a far country? The far country is an attitude of self-centeredness that defines that my purpose in life is about give me and I want. Did not the Son go to the Father? Give me my inheritance. I want my inheritance. What is a far country? The elder brother, he never left the house. He was living in the home, but his heart was not with who? With the Father. Even though he had not changed the address, he was in a far country. Whenever you live for yourself, you place I above anything, above others, above God. The self-centeredness of I will do it my way, I just want to have, is going to be lost years to your life. Everyone can be tempted to live a self-centered life. That self-centered life is we live, we focus, we think for what? Ourselves. Not for Christ and his cause. I want you to know, when the Son decided to leave to a far country in his self-centered living, he lost a lot of things. He thinks that he gained, but in fact, he lost. In the beginning, it looked as if everything was going well for him. But soon, his decision of self-centeredness caught up with him. You cannot live against the law of God. No one lived for himself. No one died for himself. As Paul said, whether I live or I die, I live for who? I live for Christ. Only when the Son came to a place that he recognized his mistake, he accepted personal responsibility for his choice, and then he think of his Father's care and abundance. He said that in my Father's house, the servant do not have to live like me. When he started to think about the Father and look at himself, there came a spiritual awakening in his heart. I think sometimes we get so caught with ourselves that we forgot we need a spiritual awakening of who the Father is, of how good the Father is, or how faithful the Father is. Because the Son thinks that he can do a better job than the Father. I'm trying to think that he can do it and manage his life better. He got himself into a hole. And those years were lost years. Unbeliever can live a self-centered life because their motivation is only for one person, who? Themselves. But we cannot afford to live a self-centered life because we belong to Jesus Christ. We are God's children. We are here for only one purpose. That purpose is, like Paul said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Ask yourself this morning, am I in a far country? Am I living for Christ or for myself? I want you, like the prodigal son, to look at the Father's cares and abundance and recognize that the Father is always right. Say amen. The Father is always right, and the Father knows best and is good. To trust in the Father. The lost years of the Son were wasted years. Yet the Father graciously restored him. God promised to restore the lost years, the wasted years of your life. Today, I want you to believe for your restoration. The second reason, the second choice for lost years is because of fear and indecision. Here we see the parable of Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to verse 30. It's about the three servants. One has got 5 talents, one got 2, and one got 1. And the command of the master was, go and trade. Go and trade. Use what is given to you, entrusted in your hand. We know the one with 5 and the one with 2 were busy trading. But the one with 1 decided to what? To bury it to the ground. Maybe he didn't want to trade because there is risk. There's always risk in life. Do you know there is risk in loving people? Maybe he's afraid of losing it. But is it better for him to lose it that Jesus looked at him and said, thou unprofitable servant, or for him to bury and keep it that Jesus looked at him and said, thou wicked and lazy servant? I'd rather trade and lose it than bury it. But he chose to bury it. He forgot that the master had invested in him, and it's only right for him to invest what the master has given to him. And why didn't he do it? He said this, I was afraid. I was afraid to trade because I was afraid I could not make a decision to do or not to do. But we know after a long time, the master came back. And when he came back, everyone has to give an account. The one with 1 talent stood before the master. And he forgot that when he did not use the talent to trade, use the talent for the master, they were what? Wasted years. They were lost years. As long as a talent is kept and not used, there is lost opportunity, lost potential, lost possibility to himself and the master. As I look back at my own life, I would have achieved more and be more fruitful, more blessed, and reached greater height if I would have been more decisive and less afraid. Afraid of failure. How many of you experienced that? Afraid of risk and afraid of people's opinion. These are the three things that holds you back from being what God calls you to be. If I could rewind back my lost years of fear and indecisiveness, I will take more risks, sow more, adventure more, believe more, work more, and above all, love more. I'm telling you, sometimes we are too serious. Don't you think, Pastor Kara? It's in Japan that you can go to a course to laugh and laugh and laugh as a stress relief, only in Japan. But we get lost years because of all this that hold us back. Today, believe with me that God will restore lost years. The lost years of your fear and indecisiveness. And believe with me that the restoration is taking place right now. It may be just a little hand in the crowd, but the promised restoration is gaining momentum and is coming nearer and nearer to you. The third choice, or the third reason for lost years, because of spiritual immaturity. Jesus spoke about a group of religious leaders who could explain to King Herod the place of the birth of the Messiah, but cannot see the season and the time of God. In Luke chapter 7, verse 31 to verse 32, Jesus called this religious leader as children playing in the marketplace. They follow the law of Moses. They keep every hour religious act. But Jesus called them children playing in the marketplace because Jesus simply said they were immature in the things of God. Children in the marketplace. Immature. Immaturity in God causes lost years. This is what Rick Warren in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, talk about maturity. He said that maturity is how we love Christ and treat His body, the church. What is maturity? How we love God. Say amen. And then maturity is how we treat what? The church. One another. He never say that maturity is getting more and more knowledge, where the head becomes big, but the heart becomes small. But he said maturity is about loving God, and as the love of God has shed upon our heart by the Holy Spirit, now is demonstrated by how we love one another. Maturity. May I encourage you? When God speaks to you and you don't do, you're not going to grow. When you have some rubbing with some people in the same family and you don't follow Christ's example, you are not going to grow. I was looking at the document on longevity, live long. How many want to live long? Come on. I'm not living long, but live long and healthy life. They call it the blue zone. It was quite interesting. And one of the reasons for longevity, to live long, is this word called community. Community. That God put people together. There is friendship. There is relationship, there is singing together, dancing together, worshiping together, that the community, actually, helps one emotionally, physically, to live a long life. Community is always God's plan. From the book of Genesis, it's only the enemy that comes to disrupt community. So, it's important for us to recognize, for God to restore lost years for our spiritual immaturity. He can, but we have to come back to the basic. And what is the basic? The great commandment. Love who? Love God and love others. The last reason why there is lost years, because of sin and disobedience. Israel spent 70 years in captivity because of sin and disobedience. But after the 70 years, when God began to move and God begins to speak to them, and their hearts turned to God, God was able to restore to Israel by moving the heart of King Cyrus of Persia to allow them to return back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. God was able to raise different kings, and they're not Jewish kings, but heathen kings, to help Israel to go back to do what God has called them to do. Everything they were stripped when they were in captivity, God graciously, through His sovereign hand, restored them back as a blessed people. The verse that I want you to leave this place is verse 25. I will restore to you the lost years of the locusts have eaten. Say amen. I will restore. And when the dictionary talk about restore, it's about bringing back to the original or the former condition. But with God, when He restore in Scripture, it's always to bring increase, multiplication, and improve what it was. Because this is what God is. When He restore, it's not the same. It is better. Say amen. You look at Joel chapter 2 from verse 21 to 26. What God promised Israel, I will give you the former rain and the return rain, and your threshing floor will be filled. You will have enough grain. You have enough olive oil. You will have everything. Because God always restore more than you lost. This is God we are talking about, who is generous in heart. And when the word restore is used in Hebrew, it's not only a physical restore of material things. It means to be restored in the mind, in the body, and in the estate. Whatever you lose, God said, I can restore. He restore your mind, your body. Lost years can affect you spiritually, mentally, and physically. But God said, I will restore. He's the restorer. And I want you to know that when God moves in His hand, His restoration can happen suddenly. We have a God who operates suddenly. When His hand moves, situation changed. Suddenly, God stepped in. God intervened unexpectedly. God opened the Red Sea. God makes a way when there seems to be no way. And this is the promise to the nation of Israel in Joel chapter 2, that the act of restoration of those lost years, that God will bring increased blessing, rain, and plenty into their life. Because He's able. The God who is able to restore fallen men is able to restore anything and everything to you. How are we going to make up for the lost years? How are we going to make up for the lost years? The one who lived that self-centered life, your life is revolving on the wrong center. The restoration starts like the prodigal son who said, I have sinned. Then he said, I will return back to the Father. The first restoration is this. Come back and make Jesus Christ the center of your life. The center of everything. In Him you live, you move, and have your being. Rotates around one center, and that is Jesus Christ. If you rotate your life around yourself, you will regret. If you rotate your life around your wealth, you will regret. If you rotate your life around success, you will regret. Rotate your life only on one person, who is Jesus Christ. He's the one who gave you life. He's the one that is able to provide for you. He's the one that is faithful to the end. When you are not faithful, when you are faithless, God is ever faithful. So you rotate your life around Him. God, my whole life is to live for You and You alone. I know it's easy to say, Lord, but I don't know how. But a day at a time, when I surrender to Him, when I yield to Him, when I obey Him, this is how I rotate my life. To some, the only way to recover lost years is to give double time. Double time to God, double time to your spouse, double time to your children. And you know the list of what you need to do. Because I want you to know, don't waste your life in regret with why and if only on your lost years. Rather, make those lost years as what? Not wasted years. Make those lost years as learning years. A better person is not how you fall. A better person is what do you learn about your fall? That you don't fall again and again and again. God restored a nation after 70 years in captivity because He promised them, in the same way, God can restore you. He gave His Son, His only Son, for you. He will restore my lost years. I believe so. He will restore your lost years. Do you believe? He will restore the lost years of Grace City Church. Starting from today, I want you to believe in the restoration of God. And I want you to believe with your heart and say, God, it may come just like a little hand in the crowd, but it's starting. And I know. And I believe in You, God, for this year, 2024, that I will see part of my restoration. Hopefully, Lord, I can see everything all fully restored. But Lord, I know it's going to happen because the enemy has no final say over your life. He is God. But he has to come back to what? God, You are the center of my life. Why don't we pray? Make your lost years as learning years. Can God restore lost years? He can. He can. Even how bad is the situation, God can. Wilderness can become green. God can. How is He going to do it? I leave it to the Lord and I trust Him. For His ways are not my ways. His thoughts are not my thoughts. He's higher. higher than my ways and my thoughts. Don't hold on to your lost years with why and if only. It's time to believe in God for your restoration. You believe Him as your Savior, as your Lord. Now believe Him, the one who provides for you, is also able to restore to you. And He said, I will restore everything that is lost simply because of my compassion, my faithfulness. This morning, while every head is bowed, how many of you will say, as I close in prayer, God, restore my lost years. Put up your hand. Put up your hand to the Lord and say, Lord, restore my lost years. Whether it's individually, as a couple, or as a family, Lord, restore my lost years, O God. Lord, we stand before You, humble, knowing, Lord, that we are nothing. We are empty without Your fullness, O God. We have lack only when You fill, O God. Lord, we release the pain of our lost years to You, O God. May it become learning years that help us to be wiser in You, sharper in You, and live more purposefully for You, O God. Lord, I thank You for Your promise. Those lost years, You can restore. And You will restore, O God. I pray that today, let the work of restoration start, O God. Remove every obstacle, every barrier, every hindrance to the restoration of lost years in Your people. Bring fruitfulness. Bring blessing. Bring fullness, O God, into their life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.